podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 11 with verses 16 through 20. If the first fruits are holy, so is the whole batch of dough. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in their place, and have come to share in the rich root of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. If you do boast, consider that you do not support the root. The root supports you. Indeed, you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is so. They were broken off because of unbelief, but you are there because of faith. So do not become haughty, but stand in awe. So we become an olive branch, wild, grafted into the branches that were broken off and have become a part of every foundation God has given us since the beginning of time, where Jesus stood at every point of his instantaneous divine decisions as one with his Father God. We now are one in his Spirit, grafted to live as piety calls, not abusive or abrupt, but openly confident in Christ, to live as his humble servant, in seeking souls to experience the grafting we discuss today. A good friend became an arborist, and his success at pruning trees has been faith-driven by the awe we speak about in love, faith, and hope of his mercy. We call out in practice to proclaim he who is the root of humanity, creating a bond that can never be broken by the faith we share as poetry to utter universally each and every day. Come along for our practice, prayer, and proclamation of what we believe it means to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot. Miss you terribly. And Julian, who went home yesterday after 6 days with us. What a blessing that was. We are exhausted in a wonderful bliss. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for, and we pray for the dying each day. My prayer is that somebody will pray for me when I am dying. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. It is quiet this morning without the thoughts of my grandson, but I am still a poet obedient to Christ. Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 11. We're in verses 16 through 20 today. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas. It comes down to tri and quad lines, but it's mostly ongoing. It's titled, Shoot Olive Wild, Grafted You a Truce. Holy are fruits first, dough batch whole too. Holy is root thirst, branches holy too, true. Off broken some branches, shoot olive wild, grafted you a truce. Root, rich, share, tree, olive, advances. Branches boast not against their youth. Boast, do you, root supported not. You supported true grafted branches, you. Broken off branches fall, engrafted I may call. Yes, Paul agreed to stall. Unbelief off broken branches forget where they fall. Faith has arisen in you. Paul stifles haughtiness to confess. Faith not shaken, broken, abused. Awe stand in front of humanity to bless. Amen. I'm Tom Shilcruz Wiggins. It's January 3rd, 2022, and I'm recording this morning at early 6:16 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. You know, there was a time when I used to try and keep my podcast to 5 minutes for a radio broadcast. But since then, I've just been letting it go and just letting it come here and there and wherever it falls. But I always try to call out the time that it ends before we end each day. Today, I'm shooting for a daily time to condense my work into another opportunity to be broadcasted. So I would look forward to closing each day in the name of Jesus at 7:03. Normally we won't be having any impromptu work. You might hear it as I close today at 7:11. Ha! In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.